From Oroville on January 16th, 2012, a sunny day, crisp and on the cool side, temperature range 18 to 28 degrees Celsius, a welcome return of winter after the cyclone. Today's interview is with Orovillian Kayananda, enthusiastic about the weekly Om Choir experience. Good morning, Kayananda. What exactly is the Om Choir?
Well, it's like the breath, you know, it's like you have to experience it in order to know it. So I will just give a short demonstration.
Okay, great.
Om. And that goes on and on. And in fact, the miracle is happening in the Om Choir. And I would like to invite all our Orovillians who are open for the miracle and who are open for the bliss, for the real enjoyment together beyond our mental dialogue. Because this is just flowing like free flow, waterfall, full of joy and free of complications. It takes place every Tuesday since 7 years about. And if you come for the first time, you come a quarter to six, there will be a wonderful introduction by Margaret.
And where does this take place?
In the Savitri Bhavan.
Okay.
In the round dome where the space is really supporting the sound.
And is there somebody conducting this choir, or do the people just come and sing, chant Om as they like?
There's a wonderful background. In fact, Narad is our guide. Ah. And Narad has been initiated by the mother in 1961 to bring down the new music.
Oh.
And now it's coming. It's coming, and the guests enjoy it so much that, in fact, I would like to really invite our brothers and sisters, our Orovillians, to also enjoy that and not just run after 100 things, but take the time to be together, to enjoy in a very new way. And then, in fact, it starts at 6 o'clock, but for the first-timers, 10 to 6, and then it goes till 7:15.
About how many people come?
Well, I must say, last time there were around 100 people.
Wow.
It is incredible. It's like a magnet. And in fact, the good news is that the Om Choir is now spreading all over the world. We have in India 10 Om Choirs, and it seems almost every week, every other week, a new Om Choir is starting on the Bahamas in Canada. Now Narad is invited to Ethiopia, to the United Nations. So it become a real ball which is rolling around the world.
For this hour, hour and 15 minutes or so, everybody chants Om each time. They finish one Om, they start another, and then is it like the different voices blend as one sound, or it's harmonic, or how does it work?
In fact, Narad is an accomplished opera singer, so he gives us a wonderful warm-up that we become aware in our body that our instrument is prepared.
Mm-hmm.
After that, there will be some readings of Savitri, mm-hmm. which is very inspiring and uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we start from the silence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really intuitive. It's like we sing from our very deep heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it is melodies always new and endlessly beautiful.
It's festival time, the annual Pongal time, celebrated all over India. Although it started as a farmer's festival, today it has become a national festival for all Tamils, irrespective of their origins or even their religion. The day preceding Pongal is called Bogi, when people discard their old things. They assemble at dawn in Tamil Nadu to light a bonfire. All the old items are thrown into the fire, and the house is cleaned, painted, and decorated. In the villages, the horns of cows and buffaloes are painted in bright colors. Pongal itself falls on the first day of the Tamil month, Thai, beginning this year on Sunday, 15th January. It's celebrated by boiling rice with fresh milk in new clay pots. The rice is topped with jaggery, ghee, cashew nuts, and raisins, traditionally cooked at sunrise, offering to the sun god in gratitude for the harvest. The moment the milk boils over and bubbles out of the vessel, the tradition is to shout, "Pongalo Pongal!" and blow the sangu, a conch shell. It's considered a good sign to watch the milk boil over, as it connotes good luck and prosperity. Kolams, designs to bless and protect the home, are drawn on the doorstep with rice flour. People decorate with sugarcane stalks and enjoy eating it too, especially the youngsters. Matu Pongal is intended to honor the cattle that worked hard throughout the year. They're washed, their horns are painted, and they're draped with flower garlands. The fourth day of Pongal is Kanupidi, a tradition in which girls feed birds and pray for the well-being of their brothers in the hope that the brother-sister ties may remain forever strong like the family of crows. Placing the rice, vegetables, bananas, and sweet Pongal rice on a leaf, they invite the crows, who descend in hordes to feast. So Pongal is basically a time for family reunions. Brothers paying special tribute to their sisters, landlords presenting gifts of food, clothes, and money to their workforce, and people visiting their friends and relatives. A time to thank all for their support in the harvest. And here are some words from the mother to some Aurovillians. From a spiritual point of view, India is the foremost country in the world. Its mission is to give the example of spirituality. Sri Aurobindo came on earth to teach this to the world. This fact is so obvious that even a simple ignorant farmer here is, in his heart, closer to the divine than all the intellectuals of Europe. So all those who want to become Aurovillians must know this and behave accordingly, otherwise they're unworthy of being Aurovillians. You've been listening to Auroville Radio. Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Direct your comments and queries to auroville.org. And thank you for listening.